opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And yes, I'm very excited to be with you once again on the Rusty Satellite Show, show number 122. Got some great guests here. Rusty Satellite Show, of course, is about the most interesting people in the Ville. This is your host, Rick Redding, bringing the show to you each and every week. And this week, I'm really excited about my guest. In the second part of the show, you're going to hear from a bundle of energy, and she talks really fast. Like, you know, I'm kind of talking fast now. Well, 10 times that. Stacy Vicari is in town. She lives in Texas, but has spent a lot of time here, calls herself a native, and is a life coach. And I got some life coaching advice and some other advice, and I'm passing that along to you. Right here on the show. Stacy is very exciting. She's got a big event coming up on Saturday, and I want you to stay tuned and listen for details on that. And first up, I'm going to have one of the Louisville area's most well-known and liked musicians, Danny Flanagan. Danny Flanagan and his band, The Rain Chorus, have been around. They're getting ready to celebrate 25 years of making music in Louisville, and really enjoyed my opportunity to talk with Danny about the music industry and the business, and actually went out last night as part of what I like to do here on Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night, Danny hosts a songwriters session at Clifton's Pizza in Clifton, and I went last night and had a great time out there. And you'll hear my interview took place on Tuesday before then, but it's really a great event. He's been doing it for 10 years, if you can believe it or believe it. So anyway, Danny Flanagan, a great treasure in the city. Appreciate you listening to our interview. It's going to be very interesting. But first up, I'm going to talk about our Snelling Staffing job of the week. As you know, Snelling Staffing is a great sponsor of our show, and they are the place to go if you're hiring or if you are a person looking for work, like a drafter, one who does drafting. Here's the job of the week for this week. It's located in the east end of Louisville, and they're looking for candidates who have experience with any of the following: AutoCAD, MicroStation, construction, structural drawing, mechanical design. It's an attempt to hire a position with flexible hours, great pay, bonus, and benefits once you're hired on. The second position is in Jeffersonville, Indiana, where they're looking for candidates with experience as with Inventor, SolidWorks, AutoCAD, pipe design, and mechanical design. It's a direct hire position. Great pay, hours, and benefits. If you're looking for a new opportunity, know someone who is, call my girl Paula. Paula Presley at Snelling Staffing, 502-814-9800. You can get an immediate interview if you're interested in either of those positions. So we are ready to move on to the bulk of the show. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about after the interview, but right now we're going to get to Danny Flanagan. He came by our studios in St. Matthews and had a chat with me. Bill Breimer was here to take photos. You can find those on Rusty Satellite Show and possibly LouisvilleKY.com. But I was really interested in a lot of the details of how musicians basically make a living here and what the status of being a musician is. Danny talked about something I'm very interested in, the sound of Louisville. He thinks there's a Louisville sound. He says some people don't agree. But anyway, Danny is an advocate of that and many other things, as you'll hear on this Rusty Satellite interview right after the break.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And today, the Rusty Satellite Show is with one of St. Matthew's most favorite sons, Danny Flanagan. Danny, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me here.
So, Danny, I was anxious to talk to you, but I saw on Facebook that you and your band, the Rain Chorus, right, mm-hmm. is celebrating 25 years of playing gigs in this town. That's pretty amazing milestone.
The one thing that makes it kind of interesting is that we haven't killed each other, you know, in 25 years. That's what most bands do. Most bands implode because, you know, the drummer and the guitar player usually go at it.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, the Beatles, they couldn't. They were monumentally successful, and they couldn't keep it together, right?
That's right. That's right.
So what's your secret to that? How do you – and who's in the band? We should say that, too.
Sure. We've been together 25 years. The current lineup has been intact 20 of those years. And the drummer and the female backup singer, the drummer is Carrie Shields, originally from Cincinnati area, and the female singer is Kelly Wilkinson, and she's from Crescent Hill area. We've been together the whole time, the 25. And the secret to us being together, Tim Halcombe is our bass player from Madison, Indiana. Philip Wakeman is the mandolin player from Westport, Kentucky. And John Byrne is our guitar player. And John lives and is from Indianapolis.
Wow. Yeah? With that great introduction, we should just launch into the next song, right?
You know it. But our secret to being together is, well, first of all, to chill out, you know, and relax a little bit about it all. And you know, and then the other thing, the drummer and I are really, really close. We're all close, but the drummer and I, Carrie, we've been together the whole time, and we're pretty close as friends. We were talking about just not making so many demands on it, you know, mm-hmm. just like with any relationship. If you go in with all these demands, it has to do this, it has to do this, it has to do this, it's probably not going to live up.
You know?
But I'm really, really fortunate, and I mean that to, you know, I write songs. And I'm fortunate to have found a group of musicians that like my tunes and are willing to, you know, to stick it out, you know, and hang
sure.
in there and chime in and do their thing. And yeah, it's just been really fantastic. We love playing. It's great.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, I know that, you know, my little knowledge of music in Louisville, everybody that's in music in Louisville knows Danny Flanagan, and most of them, I would say, it's probably an exaggeration, have been up to Clifton's for your, I understand, for 10 years you've been doing this gig on Tuesday nights, right?
Exactly, yeah. I have a writer's night every Tuesday. It runs 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, really fortunate to have had that gig for so long. The way I run it, it's myself and two songwriters each week, and two different songwriters. And I don't have the same eight songwriters over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I have about, you know, 75 songwriters a year or so.
Wow.
I mean, some people do repeat, you know, I do, but no more than twice a year that come in. And so over the course of 10 years, you know, I just had, you know, scores and scores of writers. All the big names that you can think of around town, Alana Fugate, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You know,
I know Rusty Satellite guest Bridget Kalen's been it.
Yeah.
Is one of the
yeah,
regulars
that's
over
right.
there.
Yeah, she's played up there. And you know, Hickory Vaught. I mean, I'm fortunate, you know, again, to get a lot of talented writers and some writers from, you know, from around the region as well. You know, had some writers from Indianapolis, some writers from Nashville. So it's a great time. We're on stage together for the 2 hours. And it's a song swap. I play a song, the next writer plays a song, the next writer plays a song.
Yeah, and I've been to it, Danny, and it's quite an entertaining thing. And, you know, I appreciate you doing it. It's at Clifton's Pizza for anybody who wants to go out there and check it out. You do every Tuesday?
Yeah, right? Every Tuesday. There's no cover charge or anything like that. It's laid back, family environment. Children are always welcome.
Yeah.
We've had
I guess you've got to sort of keep an eye out. I mean, you know, nothing like the same thing, but here on the Rusty Satellite Show, I try not to have any guests more than once. So you get a lot of variety, and you're always on the lookout, I guess, for new songwriters, aren't you?
That's exactly right. You know, I'll be out somewhere, maybe a special event, benefit or something like that, and hear a young writer, and immediately I'm up there saying, hey, love to get you into the Clifton's fold, you know, get you on rotation up there. So, and we've got some tremendous young writers here in town. It's wild to think that, you know, when I was playing Dutch's Tavern in 1990, 89 and 90, cutting my teeth as a writer, a lot of the songwriters that I have now at Clifton's, they weren't even born yet. You know, that's kind of neat.
That's the makes me feel old thing, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, well, let's talk a little bit about music business in Louisville. You know, certainly you've seen some ebbs and flows, and Louisville, I guess, has a pretty good reputation in the world as far as a place for music to originate. Would you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's always been talent coming from here. It's no secret. And you know, nowadays with My Morning Jacket having blown up, and of course Hound Mouth right across the bridge, and you know, a few other bands that are doing well. So you know, it's no secret that there's talent here, and I love that. It seems to be as organic as possible, you know. And I maintain, no one else agrees with me. Maybe I could convince you guys to agree with me here. But I maintain that there's a Louisville sound, you know. Because we're 175 miles from Nashville, you can't grow up in Louisville and not hear country music. Now, that may not be your thing, but you're going to hear it. And you can't live in Louisville and have a pulse and not hear bluegrass. You're going to hear it. So, and then obviously we've got our rock and roll. And so I just think that when you grow up here, if you're paying attention and you get a little bit of bluegrass and a little bit of country and a little bit of folk and a little bit of rock, you know, and then you hear My Morning Jacket and you think, well, it does sound like an amalgam of a lot of those influences, you know?
Very good.
I just don't think it's that far-fetched.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
It's okay if you do.
But the let me ask you, now you've got some CDs out on the market and out in the world. Is that the way? I think maybe that's what has changed. I saw a panel with Ben Salee on it recently where they talk about the changing music business where, you know, putting out an album, selling and waiting for the checks to roll in is no longer sort of the way to do it.
Yeah, the internet has certainly changed the way we do a lot of things, the way we buy, you know, a lot of commodities, groceries, you know, clothing, books, of course, you know. I mean, the computer's changed so many things. So, yeah, I have songwriters that have come through my Tuesday night gig, and they don't even have CDs, and they're never going to have. Now, they write songs prolifically. They record them, and they put them on their website, and they either share them for free or share them for a donation, or they figure out a way to charge them, but they do it on a song-by-song basis. Mm-hmm. So that's changed. That's the first thing that's changed. When they're doing groups of songs, it's almost always an EP, never a full length, you know, 10-song or 12-song type thing.
So an EP is what, a couple songs?
Usually about 4 or 5 songs. Okay. Right, that's a hugely popular move. I've even had several songwriters come through, and they sell all of their songs on a flash drive. Every song that they have is on a flash drive, and you can buy that for $40, you know?
Wow.
So you're buying, you know, 40, 50, 60 songs. It's very, very interesting. So, you know, of all the ways to do it, that's one of them. The computer's affected so many things and changed so many things, and influenced. It's sad, I think, that if music is being devalued, I think that's a sad thing. But we'll see about that. We'll see how that shakes out here in the next 5-10 years. I'm old school, you know. I grew up in the 70s. I write songs, I record them, I put them on a CD, and I sell it. And that's, you know, and now.
But you're not with a record label?
No,
nothing. You do it on your own?
Nothing like that. Yeah, it's all do it yourself. And all 5 of our albums are available on iTunes, and there's other ways, and better days. We've got a record shop here in town. If people don't realize, we still have record stores, and we have several of them. We have 4, 5, 6 record stores, very viable. Better Days on Bardstown Road in the Highlands there, Speed Avenue. It was just there last night. And, you know, my latest record's available there, and they can get all of the records. And, yeah, so.
Very cool.
Still making records. It's interesting, and we're dealing with the computer and all that. You know, they got all these various websites. SoundCloud is an immensely popular place to go and hear music. Okay. Check it out, etc.
All right. Well, Danny, let's just switch gears for a second. I want to give our listeners an idea. The amazing thing, all these years in the music business here in Louisville, and you haven't even switched zip codes, right?
Not really. Not for the most part. Our first house was in Germantown, you know, for a few years when our first child was young. But we got back to St. Matthews. I grew up in St. Matthews off Chenoweth Lane, and I went to school, you know, elementary school in St. Matthews, and went to high school in St. Matthews, and I still live there, and I love it, and I feel very, very blessed, very fortunate to raise my children here. Coach baseball, St. Matthews youth baseball, just love it, man.
Yeah, it's great that somebody like you is able to keep your home base and your roots and be successful and live in the same neighborhood. I mean, people can come out and see you play your music on Tuesday nights and the band. How often does the band get together and play?
We probably play about 10-15 shows a year.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a couple of shows we always do. We always play an MS benefit at Headliners in January, and that's coming up. We'll be with the Greg Forsman Band and the John Mann Band. That's coming up on January 16. We always play a private party off of Zorn Avenue. I mean, like 11 years running now for Derby, you know, Derby Eve. It's a wild party. It's massive. It gets up on two wheels. It's about 500-600 people. It's crazy. We play a few other shows like that. Perennial, for example, Kentucky Refugee Ministries here in town, a tremendous nonprofit. We play their annual Black Tie Gala, a fundraising gala every year. We've played that, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years now. So there's a handful of shows that we always do. And we always play a winter show, almost always in December. We've been at Gerstle's the last 10 years in December. This year we're moving it to Headliners. It is our 25th anniversary of being together as a band, and we're excited about that, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to play – there's no opening act on Saturday, December 12th. We'll play the whole night ourselves, and we're looking forward. 5 CDs. We can spread out a little bit and play quite a few tunes, and we're going to get deep, you know, play some of those deep cuts.
Well, good. Well, I'm certain you can keep it going for a good night of entertainment at Headliners. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to figure out a way to – go to that thing. And Danny, just want to say we're glad to have you as part of the fabric of the city of Louisville.
Well, I'm honored to have grown up here and share my art here. Thank you very much.
All right, a big thank you to Danny Flanagan. And here's a little snippet from his latest album, just so you get a chance to hear what Danny sounds like on stage.
3 days till Benjamin, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then I'll be home. And when this daddy leaves his boy, it's an awful kind of alone. I wouldn't wish this pain on anyone. 3 days to Benjamin.
All right, and that's a nice little tune from Danny Flanagan. It's on his album Hope is a Word. You can pick that up in a lot of different places, as we discussed in the interview. Hope you were paying attention. And anyway, Danny's one of my favorite musicians around town, so glad to have him on the show. Before we get to Stacey Vaccari, and, you know, brace yourself, get ready, for there's a lot of energy coming up in that interview. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that went on this weekend. And you know, of course, the big story, thankfully, is not the UofL basketball scandal. This week, the big story is the gubernatorial election and all of the elections in town. And it's just shocking that Matt Bevin is going to be our next governor. Bevin won by a wide margin over Jack Conway, who really ran a lackluster, unexciting, uneventful campaign for the Democrats. I've seen a lot of people on Facebook complaining about some of Bevin's ideas and policies, and you know, it's going to be different. You know, I was a lukewarm favoring of Conway, just because I've heard enough from Bevin that it scared me. And I think the biggest issue we're going to have going forward is going to be with health care, because it's Bevin's plan to peel back a lot of the advances that have been made in health care. Kentucky is a national model for adopting Obamacare and taking care of folks and getting Kentucky to be a healthier state. And you know, certainly there's some fear that that's going to go backwards. In fact, if you have HBO and you see and you watch Last Week Tonight, John Oliver's show, he had quite a spiel about Bevin, and that was prior to the election, and talking about how ludicrous it would be for Bevin to do what he says he's going to do, which is basically turning down some federal money. This is one you're going to have to pay attention to. This new administration, I think, is going to be it's going to be very interesting. I tell you, I almost wish I was a reporter. I'd love to, be reporting on the daily antics of Bevin. I know he has a very difficult relationship with some people in the media, and covering him, Joe Girth in particular, and Sam Youngman in Lexington have been sort of banned from asking questions at press conferences. It'd be interesting to see if that changes as the administration starts. You know, the whole time after an election is time to make up and play nice with everybody. But I, there's some wounds there. We'll just say that. Sorry about that. I dropped something. How about that? It's like live radio, I guess, if you record the show the way we do here. But anyway, the other thing about the election, a few Democrats won. Andy Beshear won as Attorney General, and you know the legacy of his father. I've never been a big fan of Beshear. I don't know a lot about Andy, so we'll see how he does. And the big surprise was the auditor, Adam Edlund, was defeated in the election, and that's a surprise. But it certainly Kentucky is obviously moving from a blue Democratic state to a red Republican state, and you know I don't like it because I make fun of Republicans a lot and all that. But that's the way it's going here in Kentucky. So it'll be an interesting few months. All right, moving on from the election to some things going on around town. Continuing to be a lot of fallout from Dr. James Ramsey's photo. Dr. James Ramsey at the University of Louisville, he was depicted. There was a photo of him in a sombrero prior to Halloween at a Halloween party. A lot of people got upset about that. So much so, the university had to put out a statement that Ramsey was reaching out to the Hispanic community at the University of Louisville, sort of making saving face. It's sort of an embarrassing chapter in Ramsey's deal, and maybe that's the last of it. I think it's pretty much a non-story, but it had some life for a little while here in town. And speaking of people making statements, this economy in there was a health department inspection, and against the wishes of a lot of politicians, the Economy Inn is still in business, and as it's a result of a an inspection by the health department. And Councilman Steve Magre, who, you know, in fact, his seat was on the ballot just now in the election on Tuesday, and it was won by Pat Mulvihill over over Coach Bob Redmond. And so he is a short timer in that position, Magre is, and he's maybe that's why he's a little bit bolder. He had this statement to make after the Economy Inn inspection. He said, "The result was a foregone conclusion for what lack of sincere care the health department holds for truly safe and clean hotel rooms. They should have bypassed the cost of the inspection on Monday and given the approval on October 23rd. So he is very outspokenly criticizing the health department and their inspection process. And, well, I don't think anything's going to come of it. I think the Economy Inn is going to stay in business. They're going to just ride the edge of what's legal. They did have a Halloween party over there. They're making an attempt to be a good neighbor, I think, but not happening. But you can go check into the Economy Inn over there on Bardstown Road if you want to. A lot of the neighbors, even the Bon Air Neighborhood Association, came out with a pretty big statement criticizing the decision. But it's, you know, on the other hand, it's it's not government's business to go shutting down businesses unless there's a clear violation and all that. And so they have a right to stay in business. People have a right to not go there or to go there. And, you know, the neighbors have a right to complain. But, the result is the result. Economy in, open for business as of this week. All right, a few other things to report. A little bit of sad news. Most of you remember Louisville basketball player Kyle Keurig. He's been playing overseas, I think in Spain, and was they found out he had a brain tumor, and it's very sad news. I have a friend, Chris Boffman, who's on my bowling team, and unfortunately he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He's a very young man. Very sad. I hope that Chris had surgery and is on the road to recovery, and I'm wishing the best for him. We all are. And the same with Kyle Keurig. Rick Pitino came out with a statement in support of Keurig and wishing him the best. And certainly he was an outstanding player here, an outstanding person, and an outstanding character. So it's very sad. And I think if it's possible to come through this, Kyle will. He's got the right kind of spirit to get through this thing. So best wishes to him. So I want to talk about a few things going on. First of all, last week, you remember, I spoke with Tara Conner, the former Miss USA in 2006, who is a native of Kentucky. And her message was about addiction. And I want to point you to a story that I did recently in Insider Louisville about the heroin problem in our community. That last week I went to a symposium. That's where I spoke to Tara about the problem that heroin is. And you know, the statistic that stuck out to me was that at the Healing Place, which does great work in helping people get past addictions, and if you're ready to get – if you're addicted to drugs or alcohol or anything else and you want to get help, the Healing Place is the place to go. But they have a waiting list to get in there in their detox area. And get this, 4 years ago, only 1% of the people who went to the Healing Place for detox were there because of a heroin addiction. And you know what that percentage is today? 95%. It's a scourge on our society, and it is getting worse. There are people. I just heard a story the other day that a company that was doing some hiring was having a real problem because they couldn't find workers who could pass a drug test. So, you know, this problem, and it the other thing, it's not just the type of people you would normally associate with it. There's been all kinds of stories in the media about the kind of people that are affected by this heroin epidemic, and it's as much in the East End of Louisville as the West or the South. It's in every economic level, and it is just a terrible problem. And there's a lot of people trying to do things about it. People from law enforcement were there last week at that symposium. Chief Rick Sanders of J-Town, Steve Conrad, the police chief, was there talking about it. Michael Connell, the county attorney whose son died of a heroin overdose in 2014, he was there. I don't know that there's a great solution to this, but we got to keep fighting it. And I encourage you to read my story at Insider Louisville that is published today on Thursday. So a few more things in the news or things to look forward to. On next Tuesday, November 10th, is the Breakfast of Champions. And you remember we had on the Rusty Satellite Show, our guest a week ago was Skip Miller, who is the CEO of the Regional Airport Authority. And there's a lot of stuff going on at the airport that you want to hear about, including a multi-million dollar redesign of the concourse. I'm very anxious to see it. I hope we get a good crowd out there. It's $20 for a wonderful buffet breakfast, and some of meet with some movers and shakers in town and hear from Skip Miller about the transportation situation in our city and how the airport figures into that. So hope you can make it. There is a Facebook page under Breakfast of Champions Louisville. Urge you to go to the event and RSVP, and we will see you there on next Tuesday. It's bright and early, 7:30 a.m. Looking forward to that. One piece of media news I wanted to mention, and it's, you know, of course, not good news, but our good friend Joe Elliott, who had a radio show over on the Salem Communications Station. I think it's 970 in the mornings. He's been there, you know, maybe 5 years. He's a longtime voice on WHAS radio. He's just had a wonderful career, a very recognizable voice. His show was canceled about a week ago, and so we'd love to get Joe as a podcaster, or hope that he finds another radio gig. Those gigs are hard to find. I tell you, it seems like talk radio, unless it's sports, is sort of going downhill in my mind. There's really no regular daily radio show about what's going on in the city. You know, the show on WHAS, Leland Conway, is very good, but if that's the only one, I think we're missing out on something. We're missing out on Joe Elliott. He's a great. He had me as a guest on his show several times back when I was a mainstream blogger and doing a lot of stuff about local media. And so I wish Joe the best, and hope he lands somewhere where his voice is heard. He's a great guy. So anyway, let's move on. Let's get going with Stacey Vicari. She is a ball of energy. I tell you, she has some great ideas about diet, about living your life, and I just didn't know what a life coach is or how you become one. She filled me in on that, and talks very fast. I'll just tell you, she talks very fast, and that's a good thing. A lot of information she got across, and if you can make it on Saturday morning over at Milestone Fitness Center, she's going to be giving a talk, and it sounds like it's going to be a great event. I think even Bill Brimer, in our photographer here, is going to go over to that and see what that's about. So anyway, let's get on with it. After this message, we'll hear from Stacey Vicari.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
All right. Today, the Rusty Satellite Show is visiting with Stacey Vicari, a life coach. And Stacey, do I need a life coach?
I don't know, Rick. Do you need a life coach? Doesn't everyone need a life coach?
I guess they do. Tell me, I'm curious because people, I've run into life coaches before, but you're like one of the original ones. You're making it and doing all kinds of great things. What do you have to do to become a life coach?
Well, you know, that depends for different people, right? So there, some people go through an extensive certification program. That wasn't the route that I took. So actually, I am celebrating this fall my 15-year anniversary as a life coach.
Wow.
And I'm self-trained, actually. So I have just been doing personal development since I was 13 and have done a lot of personal and professional development and am sort of a student of life. And okay. So I've been doing my business for the last 15 years.
Wow. So what kind of people hire you to be their life coach or whatever?
So I have a really diverse client base, and I'd say about 60% of my clients are women and 40% are men. So I have a very high proportion of male clients. And people work with me both on personal goals and also professional goals. But the thing that I'm really passionate about is helping people integrate both of them. Because I think in our culture especially, people are really focused on their careers. And I help people bring as much success to the big picture of their life as we are wired to do in our career lives.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about all the things you're doing here in town. But first of all, in your life, you're from here. You're from a Louisvillian, but you moved away.
I'm from Chicago, but I've been here. Oh, okay. I lived in Louisville long enough to be considered to claim it. 20 years. So yes, and then I moved last spring to Austin. So I'm here
now,
for 2 years.
Why the heck would you do that?
Because it is, well, it's 80 degrees here today is an anomaly, but 80 degrees all winter long in Austin is very reasonable.
Okay, so you move for weather.
Partially.
partially. Okay, well, you're visiting, so tell me why you're visiting.
So
get me excited about what you're doing.
So as I said, this is my 15-year anniversary this fall, but it is also the 15-year anniversary of the Baptist East Milestone Wellness Center. And I've been doing a talk for the last 15 years that was formerly called Power Hour, and now it's called The Jumpstart. And I'm doing that talk this Saturday in conjunction with our 15-year celebration. So there's an open house that Milestone is hosting that includes a DJ and free workout classes. And then everybody who attends my free workshop will receive a 5-day free pass to go back at their convenience to work out at Milestone to experience the club. And it includes a personal training session. So it's a great way to come out on Saturday, get motivated for your life. I'm going to be talking about the big picture of how to live a balanced, extraordinary life. And then you'll be able to have the resources of Milestone to help you get more physically healthy.
Wow. Well, that sounds fun. I was reading your bio, and I was drawn to this one thing, the financially successful 3-day work week. You know, how do I get that going?
You need to hire a life coach. So my success formula is having enough time and enough money to enjoy both at the same time. And so I think if we work too much, yeah, we have more money, but then we don't have the time to enjoy life. And if we have too much time and no money, that's not fun either. So I think for me, the right balance is a 3-day work week.
Okay. Well, I'm for that. I think I'm going to start cutting back on those extra days I'm working every week. But all right. And you were also telling me about this fascinating program, which I like words. There's going to be a word of the week.
Yes. So it's called Living an Extraordinary Life. One word at a time. And so it is my way of supporting people through what for a lot of people is one of the more challenging times of the year, which is through the holiday season. So for a lot of people, family issues start to get stirred up. And for people that are single, they start to feel a little bit lonely through the holidays. People have a tendency to overeat and overshop. And so this is a time of year that unless people bring a mindfulness to the season, a lot of people end up in January really behind with extra weight, behind on their budget, etc. And so I'm introducing a program, a series for the next 13 weeks starting yesterday that introduces a concept each week that people can use as inspiration. And they can sign up to get that through Facebook and also to sign up on my blog where they'll get it posted every single week.
Okay.
So it's just a way to stay focused on the positive through a rough time of year.
Well, tease me a little bit. What's one of the words?
Okay.
What are some of the words?
Okay. So the word today, yeah, this week actually, which was posted yesterday, it's the start of the program, is intentional. And so what I do is it's just a brief post that really kind of presents my spin on living an extraordinary life. And so the idea this week is that if you bring intention into your life, and I use a yoga metaphor for that, I've been a yoga practitioner for years, I bring a yoga metaphor to that, but if we bring intention to our life and we live more deliberately, we create a life that's more of a match to what we say we want. And so at the end of each of my posts, I have a small action step that is doable for everybody, even during a busy week. And so people can follow it every week, or they can just sort of plug in, and if they have spaciousness in a week to practice one of the words and to give it effort, they do it. And if the next week they're super busy and they have no bandwidth, skip it. But the idea is that there's support there every week for you to claim the life that you want to live.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, one thing I just figured out, I think, is that the way you get so much stuff done is you do things fast, right? Like, talk fast.
I do talk fast. That's why I had to add the part that I'm from Chicago, where I can get away with talking fast.
Well, it's all... It's,
you told me we only had 12 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
So, gosh, I have to get it all in.
We're like 5 minutes in, and you're already done 12 minutes of material. I don't know. But what else are you doing here in Louisville while you're here? You doing anything fun?
You know, I am doing things fun. So today, actually, I went for a hike with one of my clients during a client session in Cherokee Park. And so it was the first time that he had experienced the inner part, the trail system of Cherokee Park. So for your listeners, many of whom may have gone to Cherokee Park, but only do the loop,
the drive around
or the walk around the loop. There's one of the best trail systems in the country. We have right in our middle of the city in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's Cherokee Park. So I'm definitely doing that. That's fun. And yes, I'm doing all the things that I love to do in Louisville.
Oh, well, cool. Well, let's talk about some of the, you are also give great advice about food and nutrition. And I struggle with that when I go out to eat, trying to figure out what to order that's not going to make me gain weight. So what's your general approach to food?
Well, my general approach to food.
Know, in 30 seconds.
In 30, no. Well, no, I've got all this time built up. I've just left all the time for my most passionate subject. So I'm definitely an advocate of eating a whole foods, plant-based diet. So I grew up in an ethnic Italian family where everyone in my family was really obese, and myself included. So I have now maintained a 50-pound weight loss for over 2 decades. And I struggled with weight. It was a big issue throughout my childhood. And I stumbled upon a book that inspired me to adopt a plant-based diet. And actually, this past May, I just celebrated my 25-year anniversary eating a vegan diet. Wow. And so I'm definitely an advocate for helping people get more fruits and more vegetables and all the things that bring antioxidants and phytochemicals and fiber and nutrition into our bodies. So I sort of look at food like a bank account, right? Like you can't, most people understand the concept that if you spend more money than you make, you'll have debt. And that's stressful. But a lot of people don't think about food in the same way. And so I help my clients think about the fact that we only have so many calories to consume each day before we get fat, which is the equivalent of our debt in our other metaphor. And so we have to look at how we want to spend our calories throughout the day. And the more we spend our calories on nutritious food, the more our body assimilates that from a digestive standpoint and gives us energy and fuel, allows you to talk fast and get a lot accomplished, and it helps us feel great, helps us have extraordinary mental acuity, helps us keep our ideal weight, helps us avoid dietary related diseases. And what I'm excited about is last week, there was actually a study that came out that finally showed scientific evidence for the World Health Organization posted a study that showed that there is scientific evidence that processed meats cause cancer. And did you read that?
All the stories on the news, they all wanted to say how bad hot dogs are for you, right?
Hot dogs, hamburgers, ham, all that stuff, processed food. And that's really exciting because a lot of people need to see that scientific evidence in order to be convinced that they need to give up some of those comfort foods.
So you think people out there are like eating hot dogs at ball games and stuff, and this study comes out and they stop?
No, but I will say that my boyfriend, who eats an animal-based diet, was influenced by that study. He's also a physician, so he's needs that scientific evidence to kind of prove it. And then two of my clients just today, I was talking about the study with them, and both of them said that they have made shifts in their diet since reading that study. That even though intuitively they kind of knew it was bad, there's something about having something that really says if you eat this, it will cause cancer. That's powerful.
I think all of us are like looking at diet and thinking, well, what choice should I make here, and how can I do something a little better than this 8-item pizza that I really want to have,
right? I know,
so you said your personally is vegan.
It is.
And that's hard to do for meat eaters like me.
It isn't, because remember, I used to be that meat eater. And if I was 50 pounds overweight, you can imagine that I wasn't eating healthy food.
Right.
And I think for most people, yes, if you're thinking about giving up everything overnight, that's really difficult. But when I'm working with people, it's about bringing a mindfulness to the choices that we make and thinking about how will I feel after I eat this food? Will it energize me? Will it make me feel good that I chose it? Will it make me healthier? And will it give me strong mental acuity? And I think a lot of the foods that people eat make them crash, make them regret that they've eaten it, make them feel full and bloated, and make them feel unhealthy after they've eaten it.
Right.
So this isn't about being perfect, right? Like, so, okay, have your hot dog at a baseball game, but just don't eat it the other 6 nights of the week too.
Well, that's good advice. We just got a couple of minutes left here, and I don't know if you can like do some life coaching with me for
bring it on.
A minute. What do people come to you? Do they have a problem, or is it just I'm living a great life and I want it to be even better?
It's both.
Okay.
So sometimes people hire me for an isolated instance, right? Like they want to lose weight, or they want more balance, or they are having challenges in their relationships. Right. So it's something that it's like something they want to fix that drives them to me. Other people who've heard me, I've been on Terry Miners for 10 years and people have been following me on that show. And so a lot of the people that hire me don't really have things they necessarily want to fix. They want to take a good life and they want to make it better. They want to take it to the next level and they want to be with somebody. I sort of describe myself as a life strategist, where I go in and help bring perspective and focus to living an extraordinary life. And most people on their own get too distracted with the daily grind and they have a hard time focusing on the big picture of their life and what they want it to look like and who they want to be as a person, as a spouse, as a parent. And I help people bring that strategy and focus to their life.
Wow.
And I do it by phone. So I have clients all over the country.
What was that that TV show on HBO with the woman from Friends? You got to know that. What was it? She did video things on you don't know. I'll fill my listeners in later on what that show was. Well, I don't know if you guys know that actress. It was on HBO. The dingy blonde on Friends anyway. I'm sure you're better than that.
I hope so.
It was a comedy.
And I'm not a blonde. So my clients are all over the country. I have a very large client base, of course, in Louisville because that's where I've been. And so as I'm here in town these 2 weeks, you ask, what am I doing fun in Louisville? Well, I'm seeing all the people that I love that I've been working with for a long time, and I'm doing face-to-face sessions with them while I'm in town. But largely my client base, and even when I lived here, is primarily over the phone. So people can find out more about me on my website, and people can sign up for a complimentary session if they're really interested in exploring coaching. But mostly I love to invite people to come out on Saturday and get motivated and have some fun with me.
Well, there you go. And you're making new friends like me. So isn't that great? We got to wrap it up here. So thank you, Stacy, for coming by and talking to me about all this stuff. I'm getting all fired up just talking to you. So
great.
So it's great. Have a great weekend and a great week. We'll
thank
be talking
you.
About it on the show.
Sounds great.
All right, Stacy, I'm all excited just from talking with you about things in my life, and I'm looking forward to it. And speaking of my life, a few things going on this week. There's a home football game I'll be going to. I hope it's not too cold. And a friend of mine, Chris Reddell, is getting married right afterwards. Should be a big, big weekend in Louisville, KY. Hope you have some activity. I tell you, since the time changed and it's dark so early, it's really depressing. But we've been fortunate to have some good weather this week. Been getting out. I got maybe for the last time played golf last weekend, and am just so you know, I'm looking forward to this. But it's gonna be. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, but I'm nervous about it. I'm having my ankle operated on November 16th, and you know, I'll be immobile for a while, so I guess is what you would say. But anyway, I want to remind everyone of the Breakfast Champions next Tuesday, November 10th. I hope you can make it. And I want to give thanks to my sponsors. Those are Passport Health Plan and Snelling Staffing, which brings you every week the job of the week. Remind you to check out some of the news that's going on in the city on LouisvilleKY.com. And a special thanks to Jackie Bentley for posting plenty of content over there, and to Bill Breimer for taking some great photos of my Rusty Satellite Show guest. You can check those out at LouisvilleKY.com. Thanks to Dan Vonderhyde, the producer here at Louisville.am, who has provided this wonderful studio in St. Matthews, where we're starting to tape interviews again. So it's very, very cool. So until next week, I'll be back with another show next week. It's with more of the most interesting people in the Ville. Look forward to that, and I hope you'll come back and download the show once again.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.